Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959.
Something else, Aspire, is the world of business, and Kaya B specifically with Gugu. So yesterday, Gugu, a mentor of mine, Sibongiseni Gunze, right? He sends me a text. In fact, he sent me a pin location. I go into his pin location, and it's our office. Then he follows it up with the phone call. It's like, hey, I'm in your office. We just announced our results, and I'm here to do an interview with Gugu Mfupi. So how did that go?
It went incredibly well. We actually have videos and images on our social media pages just highlighting the conversation that we have. And I must say, as we typically know, African Bank does publish its financial results, and that's why Sibongiseni was actually with us in studio. Now, he heads up a very important portfolio within the African Bank umbrella, which primarily focuses on consumer banking. So that's the everyday banking that you and I would participate in as South African citizens. And they've actually managed to witness significant growth in terms of the drive behind their My World Bank account that also is coupled with a very strong acquisition drive that African Bank has been on, acquiring new businesses, the likes of Grinrod, and expanding its business space. And that also contributed to a 5.4 million customers now that sit on the bank space. It was also interesting to get some insight as to how the company itself is repositioning itself in terms of the IPO. It was meant to list in 2025, being next year, but is looking to extend that period now to 2027, just to ensure that the necessary processes and procedures are followed to prepare for the initial public offering. What was also quite comforting to hear is that our banking behavior as South African customers, specifically those of African Bank, has also adopted to being, I guess, a lot more conservative, especially in terms of managing credit adequately. But on the back of the updates on the two-pot retirement system, lower interest rates that we see from the MPC, it does seem as though a lot of CEOs, including Sibongiseni, who heads up consumer banking at African Bank, are a lot more optimistic about the outlook for 2025. So all in all, if you look at the financial services space, not doing too badly at all.
Yeah. Now, a conversation that you and I have had numerous times. Over the past 24 months, the price of cocoa has gone up. At some points, it was at about $9,000, right, per kg. Now, the price of coffee has gone up to its highest point since 1997, right? And you've got to ask yourself, what is going on? I'm generally not a hot beverage kind of person anyway, but, you know, to each his own.
Exactly. Crazy times. But for those of us who do like our morning cuppa coffee, I must tell you, it is becoming more and more expensive. And this is also a story that we have touched on before here on the Breakfast Show, essentially highlighting that on the back of clear weather concerns and harvesting of the crop, this has led to some major challenges in terms of coffee prices. Now, coffee, as we know, is a very popular beverage right across the world. But there's a specific bean that typically is easily sellable, and that's the Arabica futures that typically is supplied from countries like Brazil, but even including other markets like Ethiopia and Kenya. But Arabica coffee specifically, we've actually seen it being impacted by bad weather conditions, which have then interrupted crop supply. That, coupled with supply chain disruptions, have all led to the significant increase in the cost of coffee. Now, as you mentioned, it has gone up to highs that we last saw back in 1997. And this might be great for traders, especially those who actually trade commodity prices, if you look at the coffee futures. But it does raise alarm bells for us as consumers in terms of the pricing and costs that we will largely have to pay. It's one that we'll still continue to monitor. I do see that the headlines do highlight that the U.S. Department of Agricultural Foreign Services is actually investigating how best it is that we can harvest more coffee inventories to make sure that there is a significant amount of supply in the market.
Mm. All the best to you guys. Glad it's not me. I may trade the business, but I definitely don't drink the drink.
Well, wait till it's orange juice. Remember, we've touched on that too.
So, citrus, hey. Right?
Exactly.
Oh, boy. What are the markets looking like?
Well, the markets, yesterday we did see a positive close to the JSE All Share Index, 85,397 points. Currency-wise, we're not doing too badly, though there's slight weakness in the dollar-rand exchange rate. 1816 is where we're trading there, 2283 to the British pound, and now 1903 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.